Welcome back to Ramblings of My Life podcast. My name is Erica Michelle, and I am your host. And I just need to warn you right out of the gate, the subject that we're covering, some of the details that we're covering do involve graphic details about a murder. So if that's the type of thing that will trigger you, please just exit out of the podcast and just keep on going. There's no shame in that. I get it. I found this news article about a senator from Arkansas was murdered last year. It's interesting because I have not heard anything about it, and it wasn't until there was some noise about sentencing and the person that murdered her that I saw last week in the news, and it was just a blip, and then I looked at it and I'm like, how did I not know? I guess that is because I'm not from Arkansas. I didn't know. But the case made me think when I was growing up from my parents, or the warnings, I guess, that from my parents of be careful who your friends are, pick your friends wisely, that sort of thing. And it's still good advice now. And I think sometimes we need to have those same rules in it. And so we'll get into the story here in just a second. It was pre-recorded, so part of it's going to be kind of chopped up so that it kind of condenses, because I don't really want my podcast to be super long. We have lots of things to do. So, so let's go ahead and get into it. We're going to take a quick break to give a shout out to our sponsor, Anchor, and then we'll come back. I'll play the recording that I pre-recorded for. And then I will come back and kind of tie it all up. Go ahead and get started. There was a senator from Arkansas. Her name is Linda Collins. And she hired her friend, Rebecca O'Donnell, as an aide. Now, Rebecca initially pled not guilty to the charges. But now she has changed that story. And she has made a statement that says that she intentionally went to Linda's home to kill her and hide the body. Now, they originally arrested her the day of Linda's funeral. The senator's son is the one that found her body. Her son said that he found the body by the driveway, wrapped in a comforter and then wrapped in a tarp. And initially, they weren't able to recognize her because the body had been so mutilated. Now, the senator's son did say that he believed it was financially motivated, that Rebecca was stealing funds, and when she was confronted, he believes that she was killed because she confronted and found out. Now, she hasn't been sentenced yet. She's also pled no contest on two other accounts, solicitation to commit capital murder in another county. So they are going to proceed with the no contest as an admission of guilt. She could get over 50 years for this, which me personally kind of agree with if she did all these things. I can't imagine having a friend that worked hard to become a senator and then you as their friend benefit by getting a job and then you steal from them. And when they confront you on the audacity that they gave you a job and now you're stealing from them, I don't know. That takes a special kind of person. Who needs friends like Rebecca? Like, really?
Okay, so that was my pre-recorded portion of the podcast. Now, when I was going about reading this, because like I said in the beginning, I only saw a snippet of it, and then I kind of like dove deep into it to see like what actually happened, who were the players, what was the deal. It's crazy that I immediately, my head went to, okay, you got to choose better friends, people. And I'm not saying that Linda didn't choose great friends. Maybe this lady was a good friend for many years and then just somehow went down the tube. But I have to go with what I was prompted for. And maybe this is just in my life, but if someone else needs to hear it, I feel like we need to, as adults, take those same things we're teaching our kids and apply them in our life. Just because you became an adult doesn't mean you figured everything out. Those adages that we were taught still are applicable to us as adults.
just like, be careful who you're hanging around, be careful what you say to people, like, choose good friends, make sure you're not hanging out with, like, people that are gonna bring you down or not get you to where you want, the type of person you want to be, right? So that's what I was prompted to learn by this story. And if it's something that you need to hear, I would highly encourage you to, and I'm going to look at in my life, I've really been blessed to have some individuals. I have a lot of acquaintances, but I have a really close-knit group of friends that, you know, we don't really have to talk every day to know that we're good friends. And those are those people that you know who you are. And if you're listening, hello, we love you. But you should really have your close friends be people that are going to encourage you to be better, to be the type of person that you are trying to be. I just feel like we all should be growing and learning and progressing our entire lives, but we need to surround ourselves in order to do the things we want, accomplish the goals we want. We need to surround ourselves with good, solid friends that are the type of people that are going to help us get there. And like, I understand helping a friend out. It sounds like the senator added her as a friend. Maybe she needed a leg up in the world. Maybe she needed a job. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. But when I read this, that was my first impression that I got, was maybe we all need to look at our friends and make sure who's around us is actually helping us and not just taking us down. Because it doesn't sound like this senator's friend was bringing anything to the relationship. I mean, maybe there was, I don't know. But from what I read, there was nothing that this friend was bringing to the relationship to help the senator be better and do better. It sounded like it was all one-sided, the senator helping this individual. But that's my opinion. You can let me know what your opinion is. I'm always open to that. There's an email listed in the description of the podcast. You can send me your thoughts. I'm also have all my social media listed in the description. You're welcome to come and DM me there or whatnot. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Think about subscribing, and we will see you next time.